It is time again to return to the Warren County Radio Bible School. So pull up your chair and get your Bible and turn your radio up and become a student in this class. We've been looking at a Sunday school lesson that D.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of May 25th, 1924 about Jeremiah, how that he was arrested and tried for preaching God's word, and how Jeremiah spoke in his own defense at that trial. And in today's lesson, we're going to see what happened at the end of that trial, whether he was found guilty to be put to death, or whether he be found innocent. And in just a few moments, we'll be looking at Jeremiah chapter 26 and verse 16, and then we'll go on and complete the end of that chapter 26 as we're studying this. Now, as you're getting your Bible ready for this Sunday school lesson, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Viola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's see how this trial turns out. We find the verdict in Jeremiah chapter 26 and in verse 16, and it says, "Then said the princes and all the people unto the priest and to the prophets, This man is not worthy of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of Jehovah our God." The section in the Sunday school lesson from Elam's notes is called Jeremiah Acquitted. And Elam writes this: "The princes, having heard the charge against Jeremiah in his defense, decided that he was innocent, and hence not worthy of death. The reason they gave was a wise and just one, for he hath spoken unto us the name of Jehovah. No one should be killed for speaking the word of God." He says, let's now study verses 17 through 19, and let me read those to you. Jeremiah 26, verse 17, "Then rose up certain of the elders of the land, and spake to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah the Moshashite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and he spake to all the people of saying, Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah king of Judah and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear Jehovah and entreat the favor of Jehovah? And Jehovah repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them. Thus should we commit great evil against our own souls." Elam says, "Certain elders then arose and addressed the assembly, citing the case of the prophet Micah and Hezekiah's treatment of him when he prophesied the destruction of Jerusalem. He said, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house is a high place of a forest. But instead of putting Micah to death, Hezekiah feared and entreated the favor of Jehovah, and Jehovah withheld the punishment. The conclusion was that to kill Jeremiah would be to commit a great evil against their own souls." Let me read the rest of this chapter. This is Jeremiah 26, 20 through 24, to show the difference between the conduct in the end of the prophet Uriah and the conduct in the end of Jeremiah. Here's what we read in Jeremiah 26 and verse 20. "There was also a man that prophesied in the name of Jehovah, Uriah, the son of Shemaiah, of Kirjath-Jearim. And he prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king with all his mighty men and all the princes heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid and fled into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men to Egypt, namely Elnathan the son of Achbor and certain men with him into Egypt. And they fetched forth Uriah out of Egypt, and brought him unto Jehoiakim the king, who slew him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. But the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hands of the people, to put him to death. Uriah had also prophesied against Jerusalem and the land of Judah. But when the king sought to put him to death, he feared and fled to Egypt. But he was brought back and killed. Jeremiah stood his ground, and he was spared. Jeremiah said they could kill him, but they would not destroy the truth or change the purpose of God. Now that brings that particular Sunday school lesson to a close, but right at the end there's a poem, or lines of a poem, from Byron. So let me read these lines to you. And I know where they come from. They come from the Psalms. It was the words of the 137th Psalm that inspired this poem. Let me read that psalm to you first. Reading from the American Standard Version. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Upon the willows in the midst thereof, we hanged up our harps. For there they that led us captive required of us songs, and they that wasted us required of us myrrh, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing Jehovah's song in a foreign land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her skill. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I remember thee not, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Jehovah, against the children of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundations thereof. O daughter of Babylon, that art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee, as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the rock. Well, now Byron wrote these poems borrowing some of that language. We sat down and wept by the waters of Babel, and the thought of the day when our foe and the hue of his slaughterers made Salem's high places his prey. And ye, O her desolate daughters, were scattered all weeping away. While sadly we gazed on the river which rolled on in the freedom below, they demanded the song, but oh, never that trump the stranger shall know. May this right hand be withered forever, ere it string our harp high for the foe. On the willow the harp is suspended, O Salem, its sound should be free, and the hour when thy glories were ended, but left me that token of thee, and ne'er shall its soft tones be blended with the voice of the spoiler by me. So the bitterness of the Babylonian exile is captured first in that psalm, and then captured again in the mind of that poet. Well, that brings us to our next lesson. It is on the Babylonian exile. It is a Sunday school lesson that was prepared for the Sunday schools of June the 1st, 1924. And the lesson text is 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verses 11 through 21. The text reads, Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah his God. He humbled not himself before Jeremiah the prophet, speaking from the mouth of Jehovah. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning unto Jehovah, the God of Israel. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people trespassed very greatly after all the abominations of the nations, and they polluted the house of Jehovah, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And Jehovah, the God of their fathers, sent to them by his messengers, rising up early and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words and scoffed at his prophets, until the wrath of Jehovah arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldeans, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on the young man or virgin, old man or hoary-headed. He gave them all into his hand, and all the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of Jehovah, and the treasures of the king and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of God, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem, and burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. And them that had escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon. And they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed its Sabbaths. For as long as it lay desolate, it kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. The golden text of this lesson is Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The devotional reading is the 80th Psalm. There is an inscription to this psalm, to the chief musician, set to Shoshanan Judith, a psalm of Asaph. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that sittest above the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir thy might and come to save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Jehovah, God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou hast fed them with the bread of tears, and given them tears to drink in large measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou boughtest a vine out of Egypt. Thou didst drive out the nation and plantest it. Thou preparedest room before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with the shadow of it, and all the boughs thereof were like cedars of God. It sent out its branches into the sea, and its shoots into the river. Why hast thou broken down its walls, so that all they that pass by the way do pluck it? The boar out of the wood doth ravage it, and the wild beast of the field feed on it. Turn again, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the stock which thy right hand planteth, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with a fire, it is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So shall we not go back from thee. Quicken thou us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn again, O Jehovah, God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Well, three times we read those words, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. We'll read about that when we return for our next class.